So moving on to Also in Blue, A Mile and a Half.
Raglan's father bought his post. That's what rankled Lucan most. Raglan's orders came around. Charge the front and hold the cannons. Seemed like all his sense abandoned. Lucan spat upon the ground. I see no guns upon the hill, protesting Lucan with a will. So where does Raglan think our soldiers ought to ride? Lucan questioning the plan. Captain Nolan waved his hand with a gesture doomed 600 men to die.
Like I said during the listening party, sorry everybody who isn't also in blue. You know, I don't know where he's going to be, but I mentioned for a couple of these songs who's not going to make it to the top 10 or not going to make it to the top 5. Also in blue, I pretty much guarantee he's going to be in the top 5. He's probably going to make it to the last round. He's just too good. Excellent performances, excellent production, and excellent writing.
Impeccable.
The individual instruments, yeah. The piano and the mandolin, like, I think they're all real because they've all got this really expressive articulation. You know, there's these swells and these variations, and it's all done just so expertly. And then you read the bio and you realize the song is actually like 10 times better than what you'd originally experienced just listening to it. The individual elements are all so, so good. And it's all brought together in a presentation that gives you chills, and it's rousing and engaging and it's touching. And I'm stealing all your adjectives, Chumpy. And I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Also in Blue is just too good for Spin Tunes.
Yeah, this is obviously great. Like, the music, the take on the prompt, the rhymes, the singing, the production, the feeling, everything here is just outstanding quality. You know, and you might quibble with the fact that there was some pilfering done of choice lines from Tennyson's poem. And
well, wait, I mean, so he, I'm going to jump in here. He said that the pilfering that he did was like the title. It's a mile and a half. And a league is about 3 miles. So half a league would be a mile and a half. So he's saying that half a league, he's stealing that by saying a mile and a half, a mile and a half. That's totally not plagiarism.
Oh,
right?
No, it's not. But like, yeah. You know, the rhyme schemes, some of the rhymes come from Tennyson, like wondered, blundered, thundered, sundered, hundred. Those are all Tennyson's rhymes. I mean, it's not like rhyming couplets are copyrightable or anything like that.
Especially for public domain. But
yeah,
even
exactly,
then,
exactly.
I mean, it's a stretch. He was feeling weird about having stolen
something. The only thing I could think that he might feel weird about is that this line is just too good not to steal. Storm of shot and shell.
Mm.
That is, I think it was storming shot and shell or something in Tennyson, but storm shot and shell, that alliteration is just too perfect not to use.
Yeah.
So but still, I do not begrudge him a whit. This song is amazing. It reminds me of the kind of song that, like, you know, you hear it and you know that there's something interesting in the lyrics and you just want to know what the fuck this is about, because it's obviously about something and it's obviously about something important. So, like, in the listening party, I didn't have access to the bio, and I just was listening, and I immediately started Googling names like Cardigan, and, like, you know, and I was like, oh, shit, this is the Charge of the Light Brigade, like, and I don't know a lot about this, so, you know, I have no notes. I love this song. I listened to it repeatedly. I read the Wikipedia page. I read the Tennyson poem. A++++, would listen again and again.
Absolutely.